Residents at the Jordan Downs public housing complex in Los Angeles are often afraid to drink what comes out of their taps for fear what it might contain. Officials say there is no need to worry, but as Lena Nozizwo reports, that is easier said than done when looking at a glass of murky brown water.
DW.
The tap water at Nashley Talbert's home looks murky. The experts say that's caused by iron and manganese. But the 9-year-old has her own way of describing her H2O.
My water sometimes looks so dirty. It's not clean. It has like little black stuff on it, yellow stuff, and I don't like it.
Nashley represents one of 700 families who live at the public housing project, Jordan Downs, which is located in the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles, California. Almost 90% of her neighbors who were surveyed by the Jordan Downs Environmental Justice Coalition and Harbor UCLA Medical Center for a preliminary study said their water, too, is either brown, rusty, or murky. An overwhelming 95% of the residents do not believe their tap water is safe to drink. That includes Nashley's mother, Letty.
Es más fácil usar el agua de la llave.
She says she spends as much as $100 a month for bottled water.
Sí, es mucho dinero,
pero lo tenemos que hacer porque está de por medio la salud de nosotros.
Yeah, no, we don't have a lot of money, but we have to purchase the water because it's our health.
Dr. Jyoti Puvvala, who works at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, a nearby community hospital, is also concerned about the survey results regarding the dirty-looking water at Jordan Downs.
Not only that, so we asked them how long does it take after you turn on resident after resident. Again, these are very preliminary findings, right? But they said they would have to leave it on for hours. Some people said days. Some people said it never clears. So that's really concerning, right?
A Department of Water and Power engineer insists that the problem is only cosmetic, although he concedes there is a problem. Managing water quality engineer Jonathan Leong told me, quote, "It's a wake-up call. We want our customers to be highly satisfied with our water service so we can do better," end quote. Beyond the presence of iron and manganese, the public housing complex has also been dealing with an issue that's potentially much more serious. Water testing at Jordan Downs has found what's known as non-detect and below-action lead levels. Based on EPA standards, that means testing at Jordan Downs either detected no lead or that the amount of lead that was found was under 15 parts per billion. That does not necessarily mean it's safe. However, levels above 15 parts per billion do trigger treatment. However, Dr. Puvvala, along with the Centers for Disease Control, say that no lead levels are safe for children, including Nashley and the 300 other kids now living at Jordan Downs. Nashley's mother, Letty, and aunt Patricia Morales, both community activists, can see some parallels between Jordan Downs and Flint, Michigan, where researchers found at one point that lead levels were so high that the water was classified as toxic waste.
Our perspective is that we would like to avoid the next Flint, Michigan.
That's Los Angeles Legal Aid Foundation attorney Alexander Harnden.
What we do not want to be doing is responding to a situation where we have a lot of sick people. Hopefully we can avoid that.
Harnden is also an advocate for the families living at Jordan Downs. The residents of the complex are dealing with other environmental factors thanks to a legacy of heavy industry that has left multiple toxins in the soil, including lead and arsenic, and their elevated levels of air pollution thanks to the freeways that encircle the community. Nashley can speak about the impact of the pollution in first person.
When I first came to that home, like, I didn't notice nothing. But until I started living there, I don't know what happened, but the oxygen got more dirtier, and I started getting sick. And I started coughing a lot.
She's doing much better now, but in the same preliminary survey, 70% of those polled described the environment surrounding Jordan Downs as either fair or poor. And more than one-third say they keep their children inside to avoid odors. Fears have also increased as the Housing Authority of the City of Los Angeles moves forward with plans to knock down the World War II-era Jordan Downs and replace the complex with a billion-dollar mixed-use redevelopment project. Harnden and the community activists he works with also worry that construction will stir up contaminants.
We've really been concerned and asking a lot of questions to try to make sure that that contamination hasn't spread to where residents are currently living, hasn't endangered children.
Nashley's mother and aunt are undaunted as they fight for improved soil, air, and water quality, even as other residents keep quiet.
They don't give up. They fight for their rights.
The 9-year-old is proud of her family members, and she wishes adults in positions of power would do the same.
They need to hurry up and clean it. I want the oxygen to be more cleaner and the water to be more cleaner, because without oxygen or water, we could die.
Says Nashley, as only a 9-year-old can. Lena Nozizwe, DW, Los Angeles.
This report was brought to you by DW.